first item is draft advisory opinion 2024-03 politicalmeetings.com. We have Michelle Hemsley from the Office of General Counsel, and we also have the requester here, Ms. Sue Rose, the CEO and founder of politicalmeetings.com. So I'll turn it over to Ms. Hemsley if she could give us a presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, good morning. Politicalmeetings.com LLC, or PM.com, proposes to allow its subscribers to make small monthly contributions to candidates and national party committees via its web-based platform. It also would provide the subscribers access to non-public information about political meetings and events with the recipient candidates and national party committees. PM.com would allow the committees to provide information, including links to fundraising sites and events outside of PM.com. PM.com does not plan to charge the committees to participate on the platform. We have three draft opinions this morning. All three drafts determine the proposed activities to be permissible. They differ as to whether these activities constitute contributions from PM.com and therefore as from Ms. Rose as a sole provider to participating committees. Drafts A and revised draft A in agenda documents 24-12-A and 24-12-A1 determined that the committees would not constitute contributions because PM.com would be providing services to the subscribers rather than the participating committees and would not be removing a financial burden that otherwise would be incurred by those committees. Revised Draft A differs from Draft A in that it contains technical and minor prose edits and reflects a requester statement that PM.com intends at some point to convert from an LLC to an LLP. Draft B in Agenda Document 24-12-B determines that PM.com would be providing services to the participating committees and would be removing a financial burden that would otherwise be incurred by those committees. This would constitute contributions unless the services were provided at the usual and normal charge for such services. We received one comment on draft A. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're available to answer any questions.
Thank you very much to the Office of General Counsel. Colleagues, I'll open it up. Are there any questions for OGC or questions for the requester? Points of discussion? Commissioner Lindenbaum.
Ms. Rose, thanks for joining us on this. And I know we've asked you to kick our deadline down the road a little bit. And thank you for agreeing to that as we work this out. There have been some issues that I think we've discovered as we've thought this out and as we've asked you repeated questions, just more and more things come out of what we initially, or some of us may have initially looked at as kind of a straight decision on its face. And I would like to ask you for another 2 weeks on making this choice. We've been talking, and I actually take full responsibility for not talking about this earlier, but I think there's a chance we can have a consensus draft rather than split between draft A and draft B. And that way we can give you some more direction. I am sorry that we didn't think about this earlier. I'm going to have this discussion earlier amongst ourselves. That's on us. But I think it could be more helpful to you and to everybody else if we at least have one draft that we can agree on. I can't guarantee that we're going to have a consensus draft, and there's a chance we still may split. But I would like just another 2 weeks for us to see if we can get there.
Okay, that's fine. I understand. And thank you very much. That's no problem.
You've been incredibly accommodating. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Rose, for that. In light of that, we're not going to vote today. What we're going to do, Ms. Rose, is I believe the attorneys you've been communicating with in the Office of General Counsel are going to confirm in writing an additional 2 week extension on the deadline. We have another open meeting scheduled for May 1st, same time, 10 a.m. And that will be, if not sooner on tally, then that will be the time. Let me, since we have Ms. Rose, rather than making, you know, I don't want to assume she'll be available for that open meeting. Are there any other questions for OGC now or questions for Ms. Rose here while she's given us her time? Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Rose, for your time and your appearance. And we will follow up with you to formalize that extension request. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.